Welcome to the Fabulous Business Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you myself. I'm Tanya Hoffman, and I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. And today I'm talking about kind of your, what is your unique you, the branding that works. And why do I say that, the unique you? Because most people try to, how to put this nicely? They try to be little mini-me's of somebody else. Because they think that for whatever reason, that the secret sauce is in that person. When reality is, it really is in that person. Because when you look at the opportunities that are out there, most of it is because they have found who they are and they emphasize that. And if you're like, I need to create more community, and all I seem to get are whiners, complainers, and broke people. Because I totally get it, because I was exactly the same. And I couldn't figure out why I was creating this community around me that didn't fit me, that I didn't want. And a lot of it was because of mindset, right? Thinking I don't deserve people with money, or I don't deserve happy people. But really, it's also that I didn't own who I am and I didn't emphasize my personality. So first of all, never experience for yourself that the person you would love to be like, that you need to become that person in order to be successful. Now, sometimes they've learned some things that is very helpful for you, but we're talking personality types. And when you talk about branding, you know, you're looking at your website, social media, the visuals, they also need to brand you. Now, when I created my signature, let's call it signature, my signature rules, okay, every one of you should have a signature rule. And it could be exactly the same as mine. It doesn't have to be a fancy rule. But it has to be your rule. It has to be a real rule. And the real rule defines what kind of people you want. Or, more importantly, what kind of people you don't want. Because in stating who you don't want around you or who you do want around you also gravitates the right people. So what's important to you? What's important in your personality? Don't pick something that doesn't fit you because you think it's what people should do or what people, you know, think you should do or what you think is proper to do. That's just going to get you in trouble again because it's not going to be you. So when I created my two rules, the first rule came in 2007, and that is you have to be nice. No mean, grumpy, negative people allowed. Because I had a networking group at the time that I ran, and I was so done with people that just were incredibly negative or just outright mean. Are just a bunch of whiners, ugh, right? So I remember the first time that I stated my new rule in front of the group. And I got snickers. And then I said, if you do fall in this category for real, I would ask you to please don't come back because I will kick you out. And I do kick people out. Now, what's interesting is that on my rule, you have to be nice. Most people aren't even aware that they're not being nice. So it also helps you with helping them, because that's really, you know, a very powerful tool is to actually help people. So when I'm looking at telling somebody, first of all, okay, is it that I just don't think they're nice, or that there's several people who said that they're not nice, right? Because sometimes it's just a personality issue, right? Someone just doesn't connect well with you. Well, that person may be nice with other people, but in your world, they just don't fit your category of nice. So let's not get too hung up on, you know, well, is it, you know, are they nice over here? Are they nice over there? You know, does everyone have to think that they're not nice? I mean, you can really get caught up in it. It's just what you want to do. So when I have a conversation with people, you're like, you know, I've had several people say that you're not nice. And, you know, we have a rule that you have to be nice, or that you're usually it's about being negative. Oh, that you're being really negative. And realistically, the first person I was about to kick out was incredibly negative, but she was really a nice person, which is kind of a conflict. But I couldn't handle her negativity. Every time she walked into my group, it was like, oh my gosh, this was happening and this. And I just did a whole presentation about how you have to be positive. And she came up to me and she's like, oh, I just can't handle it when people aren't positive. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I was just talking about you. And she was like, what do you mean? How could, I mean, she was just dumbfounded that I didn't think that she was positive. And I didn't know if I'd ever see her again. And she showed up, she actually emailed me that night. And she's like, Tanya, thank you for letting me know. I had no idea that I was that negative. And she changed, and it really helped her. And then there's some people that just need to go away. Then my next rule came when I started the Public Speaker Association, and that is you can't be perfect. Because for me, it was really important in my organization that people felt comfortable presenting and not being the person who, you know, gonna mess up. Oh no, I might mess up. I need to make people feel very comfortable being on this virtual summit or being on my TV show. Plus, I wanted to get rid of the elitist, right? People who have drank their own Kool-Aid too long and they believe their ego is where it should be. I don't resonate with those people. They actually drive me nuts. So, look at what's important to you. Perfection may be one of your rules. It may be a certain standard. It may be a personality type. So first define what it is and the community that you want to develop. And we're not talking about, I want realtors, okay? We got that. But what kind of people do you want to be around? And then what is it about you that's unique? Now, I like the word weird. What about you is weird? Because weird makes you stand out. Weird and different and unique, all of those words defines that you are someone that people need to follow. Because no one is part of somebody's community that's boring and has no personality. Now, let's not quote that, because, you know, I've got a friend who literally is on his own radio show and he has no facial expressions. He has no tonality differences in his voice. It is pretty much monotone and it's all the same, right? But it's perfect for his personality because he's a sci-fi geek, right? And it's just perfect for his community. That's his weirdness. So he emphasizes his little weirdness. that he doesn't have any personality. So even with that point, right? But if you look like everyone else, you sound like everyone else, you're normal, right? He's not normal because he has no expression. So emphasize that. Whatever that uniqueness is about you, just pump it up. And then create a rules around it. One or two is perfect. And then what you're going to do is you're going to emphasize those rules on your website, on social media, when you speak. When I get on stage, I usually cover my two rules. You have to be nice and you can't be perfect. Now, I do that for multiple reasons because I want to filter the group. I want to filter every time I'm on a teleconference, on a radio show, on in front of people, at a coffee shop. I don't care where I'm at. I want to filter the people I'm talking to. Because if I'm not filtering them enough, I'm going to get people in that's not going to resonate with me, that I don't want in my community. So when you really look at the opportunities for yourself, developing a community that gets you, a community that loves what you do, a community that wants to buy from you, a community that wants to gloat all over you, a community that can't get enough of you, it's got to start with filtering out the people who don't. It's just as easy as that. And as hard as that. Because sometimes you're going to have to make some hard decisions of who and who isn't your community. Now, there's a lot of people that look at, you know, well, if I'm, you know, making decisions about the community that I'm really wanting to develop. I mean, we've got kind of our avatar of that person, what the person, you know, kind of personality. Now, some people get into what they look like. And to me, I don't care at all what someone looks like. I want to know their value. Their value proposition of their soul. Because, you know, I've met people that on the outside looks like they would be a great target market. Maybe there was a woman who was in her 50s that was an entrepreneur, wanted to grow her business and wanted to speak. But her soul and what was important to her was about being serious, was about professionalism, was about, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I don't get caught up in the look as much as the who. So let's talk about websites, social media, images, things like that. So my husband and I have always done websites for people. And one of the things that people don't think enough about is the images that they use on their website. Now, if you're a speaker or a coach, most of those images are going to be you. And it's great to go to your photographer and get not just headshots, but some body shots of different scenarios so that you can use them throughout your website. You pointing at something, you holding your hand out, and you can place something on it, right? Holding some props. You know, if you're a speaker, you would want to hold a microphone. Make sure the microphone is facing away from your face so it doesn't become a phallic symbol, just FYI. So you look at, you know, what are all of these opportunities that you can create for yourself within your images of yourself in your own website? Because I go through a lot of people's speakers' websites or coaching website, and I can't even find one picture of them. I'm like, how can you be a speaker? I don't even know who you are, because it is a little bit of branding you, because people are buying you. And this is a real hard concept for people to grasp. They're like, no, I'm selling my book. I'm selling my coaching program. I'm selling my blibbity blah, blah. No, you're selling you that has a product or has a book or has a whatever to offer. And this is what I find for really anyone, insurance, realtors, Mary Kay ladies, name it. They brand themselves as the company versus branding themselves as them who's selling the company thing. So if I'm Tanya Hoffman, I could go and change whatever I want to do in my life because I've branded myself. Instead of branding myself as just a coach or just a speaker or just a whatever, right? Just like when I used to own your local city networking organization. Well, I had branded myself as Tanya Hoffman. So when I went to sell that, people didn't go, oh my gosh, you have no identity now. They just looked at it as, okay, well, what else are you doing? So it's really important to do. Now, also, a lot of times people get stuck on the branding when they're looking at branding the unique you into their personality on their website. Now, you have to look at some other things that are really important to you. So for me, it's also important for diversity. That's why people were always amazed at the diversity of the Public Speakers Association or anything that I've ever done. Every type of age group, every ethnicity, every, just put the every into it and it's there. Because I love all types of people. That has nothing to do with it. It's more for me, what kind of person are they? So if I had a website that only had one look, one type of person look on there, you're discluding everybody else. Now, there are some people that, you know, that's their target is a very exclusive group. So then it would be important to just put those people, types of people on there, right? Because you don't want to confuse people then. So if your branding is about eliminating everybody except for a specific group, it's important then to really emphasize that. And you got to just own it. Because sometimes that's more important for people than the type of person. So when you're looking at creating your community, branding yourself, how are you kind of pumping up the you-ness, the uniqueness of you? Because a lot of it is very uncomfortable when it's focused on you. And I know, because I used to be an introvert. People were like, no way. I'm like, yeah, I know. I always like showing people the picture of me as an introvert. And it was really, really hard for me to believe that people would like just Tanya. You know, I used to cringe at the thought of my laugh or my voice or my nose or my teeth or the, you know, I mean, just keep, let it keep going, right? My personality, you know, not everyone gets my sense of humor. What I find is that it's funny that it's really funny on stage. Teresa DeGrobois told me one time, she goes, you're the funniest speaker I've ever heard. And I'm like, how is that possible? Because I grew up with people saying over and over again that I wasn't funny. You know, you get those people in your head from usually childhood, usually from like elementary school years, and it sticks with you, you know, that you're not pretty, that you've got a weird sense of humor, or you're not funny at all, that you can't sing, that you can't fill in the blank, that you won't ever be successful. Ugh. I remember when I graduated from high school, I asked my dad, I'd done, you know, everything I could to be the best little girl ever, right? And it's pretty sickening as I think back on it, but but it was important at the time. And I, you know, got honors and everything I was supposed to do in school, I did, and never did anything else that I wasn't supposed to do in school. And I remember going to him and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? I'm, you know, graduating with honors. And he's like, what are you talking about? You're a girl. Just go get married, have babies, and have someone support you. Of course, I thought that was really funny because there was no way in hell that I was going to end up like my mother or my aunts or my grandmothers, right? So how that worked for them. So when you look at branding yourself, also look at your story and the stories that you can evoke. And the juicier the story, the better. So when you're putting together a presentation, you're putting together your website, you're posting things on social media, be you, as raw as that is, right? For me, I have a speech impediment, so I can't use big fancy words. They just get all muddled in my mouth. And I certainly can't spell them. So I stopped trying, even though I have an English degree. Doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with it. It's just that my brain doesn't work that way. So why fight it? Why be upset about it? Just own it. Own it so much that the last time I spoke in front of this huge group, a lady came up, she goes, oh my gosh, I just love you. And so refreshing to see someone, you know, speak at, you know, really the kind of language my kids use. Now, me, if someone had said that, you know, a couple of years ago, or, you know, when I first started speaking, I would have been crushed. I'd be like, see, I talk like a baby. But now I'm like, yeah, that's me. That's what it's about. Because I own that it's, for me, it's very important not only to be understood, but to have fun. So I use words like yippee and fabulousness, and, you know, I make up words because a lot of times it's just the way my brain works anyways. So I try to come up with a fancy word and comes out with this weird word instead, you know. Words get jumbled around and it gets very embarrassing sometimes, I gotta admit. But it's just what it is. Now, I wanted to also let you know about an opportunity coming up. And I don't do this very often, but I'm doing something really special on April 3rd, is I'm launching a group coaching program. And I do this, like I said, I don't do it very often. I probably have done this twice in the last 4 years. But people keep asking me to do a whole branding course. So I'm going to take with the little snippet I gave you, and we're just going to blow it up, baby. So it's branding you. So if you go to TonyaHoffman.com, so it's TonyaHof, like Frank, but just one of them, because my husband's family doesn't know how to spell their last name right. MANN, so Nancy, yes, 1F2Ns.com. And right there it says branding you. Click on it. And then find out about my group coaching starting on the 3rd. We're going to be covering what is your brand. We're going to really define who you are, your uniqueness, and we're going to blow it up. How is it going to look on print, your website, social media? What is going to be your humor? All right, stop telling jokes. Ugh. How are you going to infuse your personality on stage, on everything that you do? How are you going to create raving fans and a community that loves you? What is your title and your descriptions going to be, right? What's your full presentation? We're going to go through your PowerPoint so that it's 15, 30, 45, and 60 minutes long. And then you know exactly what to sell from stage or what to do as a lead generator. And then how are you going to turn those people into paying clients? That's what I'm talking about, right? We're going to look at your website and make the changes, or create a website and get those changes going. Create your social media, your print marketing, your like your business cards and stuff like that. How to be funny again without the awkward humor that doesn't come out right, which is usually because it's somebody else's. We're going to define your target market so that you no longer have to hunt for your clients. They're just naturally attracted to you. And we're going to all wrap that up in a nice little neat bow with an incredibly low price, because this is really something that I've do for around $25,000 for a one-on-one. So I'm just trying to make it really affordable for people. We also are going to make it as a live event. So you get to give your presentation at an actual event. So you'll get exclusive for that. You're going to be part of one-on-one coaching with me, which is normally $1,000 an hour, that you're going to be included in every month. So it's a 3-month of coaching with me. Even though it's only 6 weeks long to get it all done, we're going to go beyond that because I know you're going to have questions. And then we're going to blow it up even more by really defining what it is to keep you from being frustrated and stumped on what to do and confused about how to make money, because that's usually where people go wrong. All right. So just simply go to TanyaHoffman.com and you'll see it right there. It says Branding You. Click on it and find out all the details. And if you have any questions, just reach out to me. You know, I'd love to connect with you.